Could AI help you do more of what you love? Workday is the next-gen ERP powered by AI that actually knows your business. We help you handle the have-to-dos so you can focus on the can't-wait-to-dos. It's a new Workday.
Hey everyone, welcome to another snack-size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com. So lovely to be in your ears right now. Sincerely, thank you for listening and for reaching out. That's right, we have been getting a ton of feedback and I love it. So before we get to today's main interview, I want to remind you all that you too can reach out directly to me at howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. You can share your thoughts, your feelings, any dietary restrictions, anything. So listener Mark Tabak wrote in, and I want to share what he had to say because A, I really liked it, and B, because it ties really nicely with today's guest, and that's what we call synergy. Actually, that's probably not the right word, but let's go with it anyway. So Mark wrote in and said, over these many months, I have found myself engaged in what has never been one of my strong suits, doing absolutely nothing. I have jettisoned concerns about wasting time, minutes, or hours that could be better spent on a project or some tasks. He goes on to say that he was a business executive who kind of thrived on doing, and meeting deadlines. But he's finally learned to look at doing nothing as a new opportunity in his retirement. And he shared an acronym to help the rest of us who feel like, you know, we're running around in circles chasing our tails just because we feel like we got to be doing something and be productive. But Mark implores us, don't do that. And he came up with an acronym to help us chill out and do something that actually matters. So the acronym is KISS, K-I-S-S, but that is not keep it simple, stupid, but rather it is four questions. Now, these questions don't actually start with like K-I-S-S, but you'll figure it out. Okay, here we go. K, what should I keep doing? I, what am I interested in doing? S, what should I stop doing? And S again, what should I start doing? So I think that's pretty great advice. So thanks for writing in, Mark, and encourage you all to share your thoughts at howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. Now let's all go give ourselves a big sloppy kiss. Okay, now speaking of the what, whys, and hows of what we are doing in our lives, this week's guest has a lot to say about all of that. The Olympics are in full force right now, and so I was totally pumped to speak with Kerry Walsh Jennings, who, you know, is the GOAT of Olympic beach volleyball. She's a five-time Olympian with three gold medals and one bronze. Kerry can ball. And she's doing a lot of other stuff since she stopped spiking the ball in competitors' faces. She's one of the founders of a new Northern California Major League Volleyball expansion franchise. And she is also the co-founder of P1440, a youth-to-pro volleyball platform for athletes to help them train, compete, and develop at every stage of their game. It's pretty awesome, and she'll talk a little bit about that. But first, as I said, we are in the Olympics, and I asked Kerry, what is going through the mind of an athlete who has been training basically their entire lives for this one moment, and the one moment has finally arrived?
It's such a personal and individual process that I could never, you know, like blanket everyone with the same mindset and approach. For me, my ideal mindset going into the games was, it's just time to press play. Hard work has been done. I can't control anything except for being in the moment with all my heart, focusing on what's working, focusing on what I want with my partner. That was the ideal. And for five Olympics, really, I was able to do that largely because the journey was lived so well and so presently. And every obstacle, every injury, every infighting with the team and the partner, all of that served us so well. Basically, we had done our time in the trenches together. We had time in the saddle doing hard things. So when it did come to the games, it was like, let's fucking go. We're ready. It's just all energy. You know, you can say the words, you can have the looks, you can, you know, have your routines, which are very important. You know, to me, I've just learned so much about the nervous system. And the more you can like have your nervous system be on point, turned on, tuned in, but calm, the more you can kick ass. But for me, it's like the pregame stuff. And it was just like, it was a feeling. Like, I remember looking at Misty and so many points and in timeouts and even in the tunnel before you go out being like, oh, we're fucking ready. Like, this is what we're here for, you know? And of course, we all want to win. And that's like always the focus. But you can't do that unless you're in the moment on fire together. And also, you have to be able to be the eye of the storm together. And largely, we did that often in the Olympics, which was really fun.
Yes, she had quite a lot of success in the Olympics and other tournaments. But I wanted to know, what about those games that aren't going your way? Or in the business world, what about those pitches that aren't going your way? What do you do to sort of right the ship when things are kind of going sideways?
Whether you're an entrepreneur or a student or, you know, vying for a gold medal, so often your job is just to outlast those moments and to decide, I'm going to fucking outlast this, you know, with a calm heart, knowing that I'm here to play against the best in the world. So it's not going to be easy. You know, when the wheels fall off, what am I going to do? And so that happened plenty of times. I remember one thing in particular, Misty and I were playing China in the semifinals of London. And we're getting our asses kicked. Like literally, it was like 14-7, which is a beating. You only played a 21. And I had this distinct moment of, Misty, they're not comfortable. Like they're kicking our ass, but they don't really believe it 100% they can beat us. And I just remember that being the turning point of, we outlasted them because we came together. And the teams that can do that, the people can who can do that, they win more often, you know, because they know they're never out of it.
So being such an elite competitor, whether it's in athletics or in business, I wonder how those things kind of come together. Is she able to keep that competitive spirit separate or at least a little bit dialed down when it comes to business? And also just as competitive and as much as you want the win, sometimes it just doesn't happen, especially when you're competing against the best of the best in the world. So I asked her also about, how do you deal with those kind of outcomes that you tried and it just didn't happen?
I have never had a work-life separation, but the competitive spirit is consistent throughout because that's who I am. And I believe that competition is such a beautiful thing. It's not a scary thing. It's not a dirty word. And I want these little kids and I want these professionals that I'm bringing to America for Major League Volleyball. We have a NorCal franchise coming out in 2027. So from the youth on up to the pros, on up to high-powered executives in the corporate world, like having this competitive spirit is the through line. You know, if you want excellence, you have to be willing to put yourself out there and to you know, walk the edge of your potential and to be okay, like getting your ass kicked once in a while. You know, I know sometimes that's not satisfying when you're vying for a gold medal and you lose. But that being said, what a blessing of a rep you just had in the most high-pressured environment. Like, I won a bronze. It was devastating, but it served me for the rest of my life because I had this repetition of, on the world stage, the fucking wheels fell off. And I tried every tool in the book and I kept fighting. And the easy part was like enduring that match. The hard part was after the match when you're filled with shame. You know, so going through these things and having lived the heartbreak of a dream unfulfilled, but having the satisfaction of knowing you gave your all on the journey, that's what I hoped, that perspective and that carpe diem, that, you know, just that joy for the journey is what I hope to bring to every project I'm working with, whether it's Hero Beach Volleyball, this pro that we're bringing to the world, or Major League Volleyball and the pro team we're bringing to the world or to these young athletes, to know that, you know, you have a hero inside of you. Don't, you know, dim your light when things get hard. You got it.
Okay, so, and here's where we get into that concept of purpose that listener Mark Tabak wrote in about. I asked Carrie about her company P1440, and she spoke about, you know, what it is, but also the deeper meaning behind the name and the company's mission.
So I have a company called P1440. And basically, we were founded because I wanted to give back to the sport that has given me everything. It brought me, you know, Stanford scholarship, brought me my husband, brought me this PhD in life and excellence and the best people in the world. It brought me a knowledge of who I am. You know thyself is one of my favorite things to encourage people to do. And volleyball gave me all of that. And so when we founded P1440 in 2019, we wanted it to be so much more universal than just volleyball. And there's nothing more universal than the moment. And what I learned in marriage counseling, Dan, is that there's only 1,440 minutes in the day. And if you're not living in the moment, if you're wasting those minutes, then it's going to feel like a life wasted. And there's going to be anxiety and sadness and disconnection between your purpose and your passion, your pursuit. And so the P is really important because purpose is important. And when things get hard, you know your purpose, you can endure it. You know, so it's these universal messages where if you can live these principles and values, then in my opinion, you'll get the juice out of life. And to me, success is living the journey, you know, living the journey well in a way that you can finish the journey, whether you win or lose, you're proud. I gave it my all. I gave my heart. I was willing to be vulnerable. I didn't give up when it was hard. There was a lot of victories, even though we fell a little bit short. That to me is success. No regrets, you know, and P1440 stands for that. So, but it's easy to talk about. It's harder to live. It's easy to be happy when it's sunny, you know. And so knowing your purpose and enjoying the pursuit of excellence to me is more valuable than destination, because the destination is fleeting. The moment I want a gold medal, I wanted another one the next moment. You know, it's like here and gone. And so to live the pursuit on purpose in the moment is a beautiful thing.
So as you can tell, Carrie is a pretty fired up person. And I asked her about her ability to turn it off. Can she walk onto a beach and see a volleyball game being played and just stroll on by? And her answer, not really.
Well, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm kind of born, like I just have this fire about me and it's obnoxious and I'm not for everybody. But no, I mean, I love it so much, Dan. Like if I see a volleyball, if I see a court, you know, basketball hoop, if I see someone who's 90 years old on a jog, I immediately get tears in my eyes and be like, you got it. Like, that's amazing. I'm so fired up for life and for people who are living life. And for me, you know, I always wanted to be like body, mind, and spirit, you know, like, cause in my opinion, that's sustainable. And if you're all physical, eventually your mind will, you know, be soft and weak and your spirit might not be fortified. But if you have all three, then you're a bad mofo who is always in contention. And so if I'm anywhere near anything that's inspiring going on, watch out, because I want to play.
So to close this out, I asked Carrie, what is she most excited about?
So many things. Surprise, surprise. But two of the things that I'm most excited about is one, as I mentioned, you know, I'm part of the ownership group that's bringing a major league indoor professional volleyball team to Northern California. This is a long time coming. I grew up in the Bay Area. So to be part of this movement where my goal is to make volleyball the most impressive, most magical sport in the world. So to be part of the movement that's bringing a team to the Bay Area, it's a ginormous privilege to me. And I look forward to building this franchise into our powerhouse, along with my ownership group, who is full of lions and legend themselves, Teresa Gao and Vivek, who owns the Sacramento Kings. Like, they have, you know, sports business experience. They're part of championship teams. And so I'm excited for that. Then something else that I'm so excited about is that last year we tested this event called Hero Beach Volley, which is a pro-am where it's 6-on-6 beach volleyball. Every team has a pro. We have local lifeguards. We have the community. And I really want to bring the sport of beach volleyball to a different market. We're like the best kept secret in all the world, Dan. And so what we want to do here is kind of rebrand the sport to be as amazing, for people to really experience it, to be as amazing as it really is. So we're going to be in Montauk this July. You know, it's going to be Volley. It's going to be music. It's going to be entertainment. It's going to be community. We're going to have a great time, you know, spreading the goodness around beach volleyball, bringing the community together, all for, you know, the good of the community and for the youth in the area.
Okay, I'm pretty pumped. And Montauk is about a 2-hour drive from my house. So, Carrie, I will be there. And if you need a new partner in the tournament, get somebody else because I'm 5'5" and I have about a 1/2 inch of vert. Anyway, thanks for listening, subscribing, commenting, and emailing. Send your thoughts directly to me at howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. Love to hear from you. And check out my Substack. This should be fun. And hear some more kick-ass music from the melody makers of our theme song, Nika RPM, who you can find on Bandcamp. All right, we'll see you next time.